Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Unemployment has increased. The Labor Department reports that the jobless rate in July stood at 6.2%, up from 5.7% in June. The number of people at work also declined, largely because of boosts in the jobless rates among teenagers and women. In general, however, the job picture is brighter now than the administration anticipated last January. Few people anticipated this week's rip-roaring performance of the New York stock market. On Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose almost 23 points. It started out with a bang yesterday, ending up a relatively modest 3.38. But on the largest one-day volume in history, almost 65.5 million shares. CBS News business correspondent Ray Brady takes a look at what may happen today.
Wall Street does not expect today's trading to begin with what's called a gap opening in the market, one where stock prices jump 2 or 3 points at the very start of trading, the kind of opening that set off all the fireworks in that big booming market of yesterday. But most analysts are fairly certain that even if the market loses some of the high drama of records being shattered left and right, stock prices could work their way higher. They note much of the buying in this rally has come from big institutional investors, banks, and pension funds. In fact, some analysts say the really heavy buying was set off by talk one of the nation's big banks had come into the market and started investing. But some institutional investors still aren't in the market, and anxious not to miss out on the rally, the analysts say they'll be coming in, and that could push prices still higher. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
The dollar was both up and down today on the Tokyo foreign exchange market. It finally closed just a fraction under 189 yen, almost unchanged from yesterday's close. The dollar was slightly lower on the European markets. Emergency conditions persist in the hill country of central Texas, where widespread flooding has already caused more than 20 deaths. A National Guard relief unit has been assigned to the town of Albany. 15 inches of rain fell in some areas yesterday, and Sam Ford reports from San Antonio that other areas are now in danger.
Waters from the flooding, which started 3 days ago, are collecting in reservoirs and threatening the communities downstream. The Canyon Reservoir is about 15 miles up the Guadalupe River from the city of New Braunfels. Never in the reservoir's 10-year history has water gone over the spillway, but tomorrow it is expected to crest over the spillway by 4.5 feet. People living along the Guadalupe have been told to take movable property to higher ground and prepare to evacuate. And since many were caught by a surprise flood 6 years ago, they are doing just that. The local FM radio station, which normally goes off the air at midnight, is now operating around the clock, providing bulletins from an emergency operations center. All local emergency personnel have been placed on standby. Communities as far as 60 miles downriver from the Canyon Reservoir are preparing for the worst. Sam Ford, CBS News, San Antonio.
At least two people are reported killed, several injured, in the explosion of a Mid-America propane gas line at Donelson, Iowa. Assistant Fire Chief Dick Rue told CBS News what happened.
It's in a wall of flame, probably. All reports from farmers were a half mile wide. It completely destroyed one farm, which was maybe five buildings and a two-story house. It then destroyed a new house across the road, maybe 100 yards from it. The explosion was terrific. It blew the hubcaps right off the cars that were parked out near it.
Rue says the pipeline is still burning. President Carter made an appearance last night at Fairfax, Virginia, one of Washington's bedroom communities, and again defended his plans for reform of the civil service system. CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint tells us about it.
Several hundred people turned out to hear and a few to question the president, most of them civil service workers or families. Mr. Carter was well aware that even though most support the concept of more merit promotions, many are worried about losing their jobs.
The only dread comes in because people are afraid to make a change. But I can assure you that every aspect of this legislation, as it is changing the present laws, will be for the advantage of the competent and dedicated public servants who make our government as great as it is.
The president said he believes his package will pass this year, though he did express worry over deliberate delays by some in Congress. People across the country, the president declared, are ready for reform of the federal bureaucracy. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Fairfax, Virginia.
Jeremy Thorpe, former leader of the British Liberal Party, this morning was charged with conspiracy to murder. He's accused of plotting with three others to kill a former male model and one-time friend, Norman Scott. The 49-year-old Thorpe resigned from the Liberal Party leadership in May 1976, following public allegations of a relationship with Scott, allegations that Thorpe has consistently denied. 3 years ago, Scott's dog was shot and killed, and Scott claimed that he was the intended target. Unconfirmed reports from Vienna say Soviet Russia has demanded the return of Arkady Shevchenko, who held a top post at the UN until he defected last spring, in exchange for the release of dissident Anatoly Sharansky, recently sentenced to a long prison term on treason charges. Secretary of State Vance heads for the Middle East again tonight, at a moment when efforts to get the Egyptian-Israeli peace talks going again remain stalled on dead center. Bernard Kalb reports.
The time's the same, the mission is not. Vance had always planned to depart for the Middle East tonight, but he had different expectations in mind. He had hoped, in fact anticipated, that the two sides would sit down and pick up where they'd left off a couple of weeks ago at the conclusion of their face-to-face talks in England. But then, an abrupt move by President Sadat. He rejected new direct talks unless Israel drops demands for compromise on the critical issue of occupied Arab land. That Sadat move, which stunned the U.S., also changed the character of this man's trip to the Mideast. He's going this time as a kind of diplomatic fireman, trying to prevent the latest peace initiative from collapsing altogether. In Jerusalem and in Alexandria, Vance is expected to accent the same message, that flexibility is required if peace is to be reached for. In other words, this Vance mission to the Mideast is nothing short of a rescue mission. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Washington.
The Israeli Air Force yesterday struck a Palestinian guerrilla base in southern Lebanon. It was a retaliatory raid, coming just hours after a Palestinian bomb exploded in the Tel Aviv Central Market, killing one person, wounding almost 50. The PLO says five people were wounded in the air attack. There are signs in Southeast Asia today that the border hostilities between Vietnam and Cambodia are producing some of the worst fighting in 7 months of warfare. Dave Hatcher reports the situation as it's viewed in Bangkok, Thailand.
Well-informed sources here in Bangkok say that Cambodia is suffering heavy losses in the recent upsurge of violence on the Vietnamese border. The sources say that fighting has been extensive through the first half of this week. The bloodiest battles seem to be inside Cambodia, north of the Vietnamese provinces of Tainan and Song Bay, in some of the same territory that American soldiers invaded 8 years ago. Diplomats in the Thai capital also point to the visit to China by a high-level Cambodian delegation. The diplomats say that the trip to Peking is almost certainly linked to the latest fighting, and Phnom Penh is believed to be pressing its case for even more Chinese support and supplies. Another possible sign of the increase in fighting is the more than 300 Cambodian refugees who have reached Thailand within the last 2 weeks. The numbers are the highest for any similar period since the Cambodian War ended 3 years ago. Some observers have concluded that Cambodia has sent troops who normally patrol the Thai border to reinforce the beleaguered Cambodian army fighting the Vietnamese. Dave Hatcher for CBS News, Bangkok.
Building contractors in Southern California today face a mounting problem, not enough cement. David Dow has details.
At Los Angeles area port facilities, the phenomena of phantom cement ships is becoming an everyday occurrence. People call and say they've heard a shipment of cement is arriving, and can they buy part of it? But most of the ships never arrive, reports one official at the Long Beach port. It is one symptom of a cement shortage in Southern California that some contractors call a crisis. Dan Peterson, local chairman of the Associated General Contractors, estimates that the supply of cement here is running at least 20% behind demand and affecting in some way almost every construction job. The cement industry blames three factors: the construction boom, weather, and stiffer environmental laws, which inhibit expansion of cement plants. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Senate Minority Leader Howard Baker has been renominated in Tennessee's Republican primary. Democrat Jane Eskin will oppose him in November.